everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Run to the Top Extra Kick Daily Podcast. I am your host, one of the coaches here at Runners Connect, Hayley Munn, and I hope you guys are all doing well, and I hope you and your family are staying safe. Difficult times right now, and that's why my podcasts for the next few episodes are going to be things that will help, hopefully, help you guys to deal with and negotiate these challenging times. I'm hopefully going to answer some questions that I feel you guys might have about training during this time, training and immunity, how to stay motivated, where to direct your training. I hope that I can help you answer some of those questions. Of course, if I don't answer the question that you want to get the answer to, just email the question that you want me to cover to Hayley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y, at runnersconnect.net. And yeah, I'll do my best to help. So today I want to talk to you about the positives of having a period of time without racing. I know these cancellations have been hard on everyone, and it's easy to just feel so frustrated, like all that hard work you've done has gone to waste. But I'm here to let you know that A, your fitness definitely won't go to waste. You've always got that there, increasing your foundations on which to build for the next race. You've got that experience and strength gained from completing that training block. It's surprising how much actually being able to get through and complete the training block, how much of a part that is of a successful race performance. And I would say that if you completed a marathon training block, maybe your first one, and you didn't get to race, that's still got so much value, because your next one, you're just going to be able to build on that. You'll have the experience of the marathon training block, and that counts for so much. So in that case, as with, you know, all the other cases, that training is not wasted, and that training block will help you in future too. The other thing is that having a period of time without racing, even if we're forced into it or we don't like it, isn't necessarily a bad thing. And in fact, there are quite a lot of positives. Having a period without racing might feel boring, it might feel frustrating, but know that you're going to be able to gain quite a lot from it if you put your mind to it and maintain a routine, maintain consistency, keep having a plan. To start with, you can build a great base for future race-specific training to be built upon. It's so easy to get caught in that trap of race, recover. This is especially true if you're doing consecutive marathon training cycles. You never get the chance to work on aspects of fitness that are neglected in a race-specific training cycle. When we're training for a marathon, we don't tend to do those high-end intervals, those hill sprints. All those things are actually really important components of our fitness, our injury resilience, and just being an overall well-rounded runner. We just don't really include them in marathon training cycles. So a base building phase without racing is a great time to work on these often neglected elements. And then when you do go back into race-specific training, you'll be in a much better place to capitalize on that race-specific training and pull off an even better performance. This time is a fantastic opportunity for us to put together the foundations for an awesome full race. For some of us, that might mean taking some time to work on speed, even speed channeled towards a virtual 10K or a virtual 5K, or even a solo time trial. Or it might be putting down the miles, mostly endurance-based work, leaving speed work, especially if you don't feel very motivated to do that. At this time, just putting down easy and steady miles with strides and a few hill sprints sprinkled in there is just going to build such a great base for a strong full season. As I say, you can focus on areas of training that you don't normally have time for. And that doesn't just mean the running training. When you're in a race-specific cycle, strength is not able to be the main focus in most cases. If we are to work really hard on the weights when we're training for a specific race, chances are we risk getting too sore to fully take advantage of our race-specific workouts, or just adding too much stress on the body at once. But if you're in a base-building phase, you can afford to lower the training intensity a little to really get to work on that strength and without really minding that you're going to be a little sore because those workouts aren't so important. So that's a great time to really focus on strength, to get in the gym, or maybe not the gym for most of us right now, where I am, all the gyms are closed, but you know, so much can be done in your own home with very little equipment. Most of the strength stuff that you can really make gains from doesn't actually need much equipment. You can do so much by just doing things like push-ups, pull-ups, planks, even like bodyweight squats, bodyweight lunges, burpees. You know, there's so much that you can do in your home without a great deal of equipment. Secondly, form drills and strides. Making a change to form might require you to back off training a little because doing so can add new strain to different areas of the body that might not be prepared for it and risk injury if you're still trying to keep up your full training. That means that a time where you're having a bit of downtime from training is a great time to double up on the form drills, strides where you're focusing on good form, increasing your cadence. Little tweaks like this are best made when you aren't really aiming for a specific race, just so, again, we don't put too many different stresses on the body. Finally, nutrition. Having a good diet is more important now than ever. A good diet can help us maintain our immunity in the face of stress and make sure it's functioning, all cylinders firing. You know, nutrition is really important. And when you're really busy with a lot of training, it can be so easy to just grab some pre-packaged stuff. But now, hopefully, a lot more of you have time to focus on really having good nutrition, maybe making your own healthy snacks, making home-cooked meals. If you're someone who's been struggling with a niggle right now, you've been worrying about actually getting to the start line of your race, you've been worrying about whether doing the race will make your injury worse, then you've just been handed a really big chance here. When we're training specifically for a race, it's easy to just train our way through niggles, to just keep them at bay without actually ever fully letting them recover. But a time like this is a great time to reduce mileage a little, maybe add some cross training and focus on rehab exercises so that when we are ready to start race-specific training again, that injury has completely settled down and that area is so much stronger. In a constant cycle of racing, chronic injuries may never recover. And it's not just injuries. A constant cycle of race, recover a little, race again, actually puts you at risk of burnout and feeling chronically fatigued in your training. So having some time where you focus on aspects of running that you enjoy, different aspects of running, can really help with that. And having a time where you run a little less, focus more on the rehab and strength side of things, can really help injuries to settle down. Hopefully you can see there's a lot of advantages to having some time without racing. And what you're doing now can be so important in putting the foundations together for a fantastic full race. But do know that it's pretty important to still follow a plan during this time, because that can help you to fully capitalize on the time that you've been given here and make sure you do go back into race-specific training with better foundations on which to do all that training. Without a plan, there's a risk of losing motivation and not training consistently or using this time effectively. You'll then be actually in a worse place to start full training and may even risk injury if you haven't been maintaining things at a certain level through this time of not racing. Even if you want to settle a niggle or back off to let your body recover, keeping working on rehab, strength, and cross training, and then rebuilding mileage properly is paramount to taking full advantage of this time without racing. What you do now with this time depends on your individual situation, what you have planned for the fall, but hopefully you can see that it's not all bad in terms of the race cancellations. It's definitely not the thing that we need to worry about right now, even though I know it can feel frustrating. I know it can be upsetting. Please look at this as an opportunity. Sure, feel upset about your race. That's natural. That's normal. But look at the opportunity that you've been given and know that there are so many advantages that do come from having a period of time without racing. Thanks for listening, guys. Great to talk to you today. I hope you have a lovely day.